Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Tito Sanchez Williams, who is the new artistic director at for the Dunes Arts Foundation, which runs Dunes Summer Theater. Hey, Tito, it's good to meet you over the air.
Hi, nice meeting you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so the Dunes, so it's called Dunes Summer Theater, but you're still going to be functioning through the holidays, I understand.
Yes, 100%, because we just wanted to still, you know, let the community know that we're here and we're doing things.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you're in such a wonderful setting out there in the dunes. I really love it out there. And when did you take on this role?
Oh, I just took on this role about 2 months ago. I started pretty much in the beginning of October.
Mm-hmm.
Our first event when I immediately took the role was the first Brush of Fall, which was a great success. We have painters coming in, participating for this competition, and it was just a lot of fun.
Wow. So you're actually a theater that's doing things. That's so rare right now.
Yes, we're trying.
Yeah, well, that's good. So what do you have planned for the holidays?
So for the holidays, we have these videos, and it's a series of Halloween for the end of the year holidays, which involves Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about that because they're very educational. It's targeted for children and families. So it's stories that children will enjoy a lot, and they also have little traditional songs depending on the holiday that we're talking about and celebrating during this end-of-the-year holiday. So it's great. They're fun. One of them has Nick Walker, which was the original Aaron Burr for the musical Hamilton in Broadway in New York.
Wow. Wow.
And he's amazing. He sings Silent Night. He helps me tell the story of the night before Christmas. And that video is my personal favorite because he does it in English and I do it in Spanish. I'm bilingual. Mm-hmm. My native language is Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very educational. It's very fun.
So is this a virtual event that you're doing?
Yes. So the way it works is that we put it on our website, dunesart.org.
Mm-hmm.
And the videos are free. They're for the community. It's pretty much our present for the community during this time for the kids mm-hmm. and families to have something to watch. But we are kindly asking for donations of any kind because mm-hmm. we are a nonprofit organization mm-hmm. and we do depend on donations in order to continue growing and operating.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, that's good. Well, that's a very creative approach, I think.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about your own background.
Yes. So I have an MFA from the New School in New York.
Uh-huh.
My MFA is in acting. I spent 4 years in New York. I did French Music Festival. I opened an improv group with another graduate from that school. And we were the first ones. I didn't know at the time that we were the only ones doing improv in Spanish only because there was no improv Spanish-speaking group in New York, which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up having a residency in Lower Eastern Manhattan in a theater called Teatro 220—Teatro Latea,
mm-hmm.
and our group was called Teatro 220. So it was great, but I wanted a change of pace. New York is a very heavy city, and we need a little more nature and suburbs.
I see.
So that's why my wife and I decided to move here.
Well, yeah, you got nature out there in the dunes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It is a calming. I go to New York a lot, and I love it. But on the other hand, there is something to be said for trees and quiet and the lack of ambulances, sirens, and so forth.
Yeah. That I don't miss. I don't miss the sounds of that.
Well, it sounds like you are a really special and qualified person to have in our regional arts community.
You.
I'm glad I welcome you wholeheartedly. So, that sounds great. And, of course, you're going to still be planning on hopefully a summer season, I would assume.
Yes. I can't talk about the details yet, but we do have a musical in hand. We do want to do a Shakespeare play, which is a new approach that mm-hmm. hasn't really been done by the theater or by the community in the past, really 5 years at least,
mm-hmm.
Since the theater started operating, because the theater just opened its doors 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
and it needed a lot of remodeling and it needed a lot of work.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey and Amy, who were the past administrators, Amy Black was the president.
Uh-huh.
And Jeffrey was the artistic director before. They really did a great job,
yeah,
remodeling and bringing back the bones of the theater, because the theater has really good bones, which is what I absolutely love.
Yeah.
But it needed a lot of work.
Yeah.
It did need a lot of work, and it still needs some work.
Right. Well, you know, Tito, we'll have you back to talk about updates on what you're accomplishing out there. And but as I say, welcome to our regional arts community. Enjoy the holidays and your virtual activities. And thank you for being here. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.